USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On his first trip to the State Department since taking office, President Biden had words of encouragement.
America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
The president said he wants to work things out diplomatically, but the U.S. will once again stand up against aggression.
I made it clear to President Putin, in a manner very different from my predecessor, that the days of the United States rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions, interfering with our elections, cyber attacks, poisoning its citizens, are over.
He said he'll stop the withdrawal of troops stationed in Germany, in support for Saudi Arabia's military offensive in Yemen, and make support for LGBTQ rights a cornerstone of democracy. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The House has voted to strip Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee positions over past comments she made promoting executing Democratic lawmakers and conspiracy theories. In a 230 to 199 vote, Greene's House colleagues voted to oust the newly elected Georgia Republican from the Education and Budget Committees. The vote was largely divided along party lines, with 11 Republicans joining Democrats in their vote to remove Greene from the committees. Lawmakers took issue with her past comments that included calling for violence against political leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as well as questioning school shootings and spreading anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. In remarks on the House floor before the vote, Greene expressed regret for the statements, some of which she claimed were made by people who were running her social media accounts. Greene was also known for supporting QAnon conspiracy theories. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz testified in Congress about the Trump administration's hardline immigration policy, which separated parents and children at the Mexico border. Horowitz appeared before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee for a hearing entitled Accountability and Lessons Learned from the Trump Administration's Child Separation Policy. As the department's chief internal watchdog, Horowitz has been critical in the reviews of former President Trump's policies, including his zero-tolerance immigration stance. Horowitz said that then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions knew years ago that the administration's position on immigration would break up families. He said the Department of Homeland Security and Justice failed to consult with other key officials like U.S. attorneys at the border states, U.S. Marshals, or the Health and Human Services Department, which was tasked in caring for the children who'd been separated. The Trump administration separated more than 3,000 children and parents at the border, which grew international outrage. Trump's change swamped the courts, detention centers, and law enforcement agencies, according to Horowitz. They became overwhelmed by the influx. Border officials ultimately lost track of some of the parents, and many were deported without their children. Hundreds are still missing. The Trump administration later rescinded the order to separate families in 2018 after a judge halted the practice, but advocates say children were still being separated a year later. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.